With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. An explosion in southern Gaza kills Israeli soldiers.
Israel's military says that 8 soldiers have been killed in southern Gaza in the deadliest attack on Israeli forces in months. Only one of the dead troops has been identified by the army so far. No further information was immediately available on Saturday. Months of ceasefire negotiations have failed to find common ground between Israel and Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday Hamas had proposed changes to a US-backed plan. Blinken said that some of the changes were workable and some not, without elaborating. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. military is relocating a temporary pier off the coast of Gaza for a second time due to rough seas. The piers also come under fire by Hamas, and shipments leaving the pier are repeatedly hijacked by that terror group. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Trump visits a black church in Detroit. A pastor at the roundtable discussion at 180 Church on the city's west side said, quote, "President Trump, I'm so humbled that you would be here. President Obama never came to the hood, so to speak, and President Biden only went to the big NAACP dinner, but he never came to the hood, so thank you," end quote. Michigan will be a battleground state in November's election. National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says while parts of the country will be in a heat wave next week, snow is forecast for the Rockies.
When you get a big ridge of high pressure in one part of the country, you often have the opposite, you know, sort of equal and opposite. You have a trough preceding it. So that's what's leading to a lot of the rain in the upper Midwest too. But then over the northern Rockies, they're actually getting snow out of it. So, which is, you know, pretty remarkable. Winter storm watches in June, but it can happen in that part of the country.
This is SRN News. Iraqi Christians mark 10 years since the coming of ISIS, a report from SRN's Michael Harrington.
When the Muslim terror group seized the city of Mosul and the surrounding Nineveh plain, about 13,000 Christian families fled. A decade later, with ISIS gone, thousands of believers have returned to the region and restarted their lives. But many will never return, and those living in Mosul now have to keep an eye on their Muslim neighbors, many of whom were ISIS supporters. Christians make up about 1% of the Iraqi population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in an abortion case enters the race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the battleground state's highest courts at stake. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford launched her campaign Monday to follow retiring liberal justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford joins conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel as the only announced candidates. This is SRN News. A budget battle in California.
The California legislature is signaling that it could cancel a $400 million loan payment to help finance a longer lifespan for the state's last nuclear power plant. The votes in the state Senate and Assembly exposed a rift with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who says a longer run for the Diablo Canyon plant is critical to maintaining reliable power supplies. The dispute is part of continuing negotiations over a new state budget. The state has endorsed a 5-year extension for the plant beyond a planned closing by 2025. Legislators want more information on repayment of state loans by operator Pacific Gas and Electric. John Scott reporting.
Artificial intelligence startup Perplexity AI has raised millions of dollars from prominent tech investors for its mission to rival Google in the search engine business. A 2,000-acre brush fire north of Los Angeles continues to grow and has led to evacuations. More details at SRNNews.com.